Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting in this morning on a beautiful, beautiful overcast day. This is a day that, you know, we just thank God that we're here, you know, that we are blessed. My co-host, Cynthia Oliver, today will not be joining us. She had another event, and so therefore, I'm going to be winging it, and I'm going to go to the switchboard and see if Deborah's with us this morning. It'll be Deborah and myself, and I'm going to take it from there. And, of course, none other than you guys with us. Let's see here. Yeah. We can't do it without you. You're the audience. So thank you very much for joining us this morning. I really, truly, truly appreciate it. Let's see. Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am great. Cynthia, I had to do something this morning at school, and it was just going to push it too tight. Excuse me, to try to get on. So we wish that everything's going well with her this morning and the school. And just want to say thank you for joining me this morning. I truly, truly appreciate it. I know we have a good conversation. It's a good topic that the Holy Spirit has placed on my heart. And audience, you know, please join us. Just click one, and you can join in on the conversation, okay? So, Deborah, would you like to give us the prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up and starting us on our way. That you would increase, we would decrease, Lord. That we would only say what you have us to say. So your people may be blessed, we may be blessed as well. We thank you for all that you're going to do before us, with us, through us today. And we ask that you be forever praised. We will give you the glory, we give you the praise, because it's because of you that we do what we do. Touch the audience and the hearts of the people that's listening and the ones that might hear about this message later on. We ask that you will give them what they need in times of searching for solutions and for answers and for prayer as well. We ask you that you will be to them what they can't be to themselves, Lord. Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Jehovah's the Lord, the God of peace. Be with them. Give them peace as a path of our understanding in the midst of the storm, Lord. We ask that you would touch them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this radio show. Thank you for Dr. Bessie, Cynthia. Thank you for all that participate, all that want to participate. We thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, be with us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deborah. I have to give you a message. Well, I don't know if it's a message as much as a comment. Someone called me about you. We were talking, and they were saying that that it's a young girl, and she said, you know, I just connect to her, and I just get so much when I hear her speak. And I thought, wow. She said, yeah. She said, and the Lord spoke to me about her and told me something to tell her. But I didn't know if I should tell her or not about, you know, I was a little scared. And I said, well, of course not. You ought to be scared. So I said, because I can, you know, I can give you her number. You give her your number. Deborah's the type of person she'd be glad to hear a word from the Lord. And it was a good, So I'm going to connect the two of you later on and have her tell you herself. But I just want you to know that people are listening, and you got a little fan going out there, girl.
Praise the Lord.
She was like, you know, she said, I can relate to her. And some of the things that I guess that you say, because I know her a little about her, I can relate to how she relate to you. And that's why I say it, audience, that whatever you have on your heart, if you're on the radio program and God nudges you to say something or remind you of something, don't hesitate to say it, because you never know who's listening and you never know who needs to get the word. We are all ministers. You know, just because I get up in the morning, set up the radio program, set up the system, and sit there and Deb and I get on here, doesn't mean that we're the only person God is talking to. God is opening up the channel that whomever comes on will be able to minister to someone else. It's not my radio program. It's God's radio program. And God's going to use whoever he wants, you know, to minister to his people, because he knows who's on here and what they need to hear. And so when he touched your heart and asked you to come on, audience, it's because he knows that you have something that you can share that would be a blessing to someone else. I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but the whole purpose of this program is for us to understand that God wants to bless us. And in order for us to be blessed, we have to be obedient. And that's about what we talked about last week. Okay? So, Deborah, I thank you for taking your time. I know you're busy. And you take your time, you get on. And just to be able to touch, I tell people, we can just touch one person, we've done our job. You know what I mean? So here's this young lady called me this past week, and she said, and I wanted to say something. I wanted to say something. And I thought I'd just tell you. And I thought, yeah, but, you know, telling me, I enjoy it. I appreciate it. But it would be nice for you to do what the Lord told you to do and tell Deborah. So I'm going to make sure that you guys hook up and she'll be able to talk to you. You know, sometimes people think when they hear somebody on the radio that they, you know, they don't want to, ooh, they're on the radio. I want to talk to them. Well, Deborah's not that kind of person. I'm not that kind of person. Sister's not that kind of person. We'll give you our phone numbers and we'll talk to you 24/7. You know, that's what we do. We're not here trying to be superstars. We're just here trying to deliver a message that God has placed on our heart and to share Amen. Our story. You know,
Amen.
So anything you want to add to that before I go into the commentary, Deborah?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you for the prayer, Deborah. I'll be right back to you. You know, audience, I can truly say that God is absolutely, absolutely wonderful to me. You know, he could have picked anybody to do this. You know, this is, to my knowledge, the first mother and daughter bonding radio program sitting at the round table talking to mothers and daughters around the world. You know, first mother and daughter networking center, first mother and daughter ministry, the first mother and daughter, you know, television show that is dealing with the ministry from God's perspective. Not the first mother and daughter doing it, but the show that's dedicated with the name for mothers and daughters. And so God is just, you know, he gives us all an assignment. And as long as we stay in our lane and do our assignments, we'll shine, because that's where the glory is. That's where the anointing is. The anointing is in your assignment. And if you try to do what I call identity theft, if you try to take somebody else's identity, you know, wow, they're doing well with that. I'm going to copy that. I'm going to do that because I want to do that. Did God tell you to do that? See, the anointing is in what he asked you to do. And if you do anything other than what he's asking you to do, sometimes it may seem like you're doing well, but it's not going to last. It's not going to last. That's just like somebody that get their money through deceit, stealing and cheating and lying and causing someone trouble and even someone's life because they're trying to get to the money. And it may be that you're rich for a while. It seems like everything's going well. And then all of a sudden you turn 69 or 70 and you don't have any money. You're poor. Your health is bad. You're miserable. You're living in a light hell here on earth. You know, what good does it prosper to, you know, gain the world and lose your soul? And your soul being your mind. You're not at peace. And only God can give you peace. You can't buy it. You have never seen it on the internet. You've never seen it on Amazon. You've never seen it posted on any advertisement on the radio or the television. Peace for sale. You'll never see that because nobody can sell peace. Nobody can give you peace but God. And God gives you peace when you are obedient. And that's what we talked about last week, being disobedient to the word. Are you being disobedient? How do you expect to get a reward for something that you have not earned? And when I say earn, we do have a responsibility. People say, well, you can't earn God's favor and all that. Not if you're trying to work for it, not if you're trying to manipulate God for it. But there is a price that you have to pay, and that's obedience. He asks you to do something, then you do it. And when you do it, you eat the fruit of the labor. You can call it earning it. You can call it whatever you want. But he asks you to do something, then he's expecting you to do it. And when you do what he asks you to do, his word will blossom and prosper. The prosperity will be in your life. We can't cheat and think that we can be slick and fool the people in the street because God knows your heart. See, that's the thing. I tell people, you cannot hide. It's like being in a fishbowl. God sees you. He sees everything that you're doing. And for all the ones of us that have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and we get saved, then, you know, of course everybody says, well, you're going to heaven because you're saved. Well, you know, that means you can just get saved and then go back out and do anything you want. No, because if you really got saved, love will come into your heart and love will stop you from doing the things that you used to do. Because if you get saved and then you go back doing what you used to do, then you should ask yourself, am I really saved? Did I really accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? Or was I just mouthing some words? Because you could say the words. Doesn't mean a thing when people say the words. But you got to say the words and you got to believe it in your heart. See, when you say the words and then you believe it in your heart, that's when Jesus come and live in your heart. And that's when you say, you know. But if you're just saying it because everybody's standing, you know, as preachers say, you know, stand up and you repeat after me and people just mouth the words out and they go out and they're the same person because what? They're just saying it because they don't want nobody to look at them and see that their mouths are not moving, you know. Well, I don't want them to think that I didn't say it. It's like sometimes when people go and take communion, they take communion simply because they don't want people to look at them and say, oh, she didn't take any communion today. I wonder what's wrong. She must be sinning. So rather than have them judge me, I'm going to go ahead and take the communion. Knowing that you shouldn't take it, knowing that you haven't asked for forgiveness, why play with the blood and the body of Christ? That's a dangerous thing to do. But see, we get scared. We get to the point where we want to impress people. You can't impress people and then play with God. That's a dangerous place to be. So I'm saying all that to say, you know, we have to make sure that we are in obedience with the Word of God. So as I said earlier, and I say occasionally, good morning, we have good news for you, because God is speaking to mothers and daughters around the world. That's who's speaking, not Dr. Bethy. God is speaking to mothers and daughters. He is using us to speak to someone around the world. And this radio program may not seem like what you think it is, but I guarantee you, people go back, they listen to it, they hear it, they let me know. Man, I really am getting it. A young lady said to me last week, I get so much from listening to you guys because she's dealing with her mother issues. And so people are getting healing just by listening to this radio program because they're going to hear something that's going to help them deal with their mother and daughter relationship. So like I said, if it ain't but one person here, if it ain't nobody but me on here, I always have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But thank God, God blessed me with each and every one of you that come on Saturday morning. And two people that, Cynthia and Deborah, that will come on and we just do this thing together because they know in their hearts God told them to do it. And we're based on Ezekiel 16:44. God said, as is the mother, so is the daughter. You know, a lot of sometimes people want to debate with me on that. Tell them, don't debate with me. Go to Ezekiel 16:44. Read it for yourself. I didn't write the Bible. I didn't have nothing to do with those words. In fact, I was 12 years out working with mothers and daughters before the Lord even showed me those words. No one has ever told me those words. And one day I was walking across my floor, and the Lord said, do you want me to tell you what I think about mothers and daughters? And, I mean, I was really kind of shocked. I was like, because I thought we had this conversation going on every day. I was like, well, yeah, Lord. I'm like, I mean, I was stunned. And he said, Ezekiel 16:44. I'm going looking at Ezekiel 16:44, and I saw that. I'm thinking, what? I said, Lord, I've been doing this all this time. You never told me that. You didn't need to know it until now. You know, you would think he would have told me that when he told me to work with mothers and daughters. And he wanted me to work with mothers and daughters. That was in 1999. You would have thought that's what he would have said to me in that first message. No. He waited till he got ready for me to know, because, see, probably I didn't need, just like he said, I'm going to say what he said, I didn't need to know, because what was I going to do with it at that time? I wasn't prepared for it. I had to go through something to get to that so that I could appreciate it. And as a part of the radio program, you know, you tell them, because, you know, people want to say, because it is not a pretty picture. Well, nothing in the Bible really is a pretty picture except for salvation and the healing, because what God is trying to show you, I show you the worst case scenarios so that when I come through and do something, you will believe. So Ezekiel 16:44 is just telling you showing you the evil things that a mother can do and the evil results that a daughter will copy and reproduce those same results. But when you look at it, and we see the things that to the extreme in the Bible, God is saying, even if you did these things, I'm letting you know, I will forgive you if you come to me. And that takes me back to the lady that was at the well, and the Lord was saying to her that, you know, about her husband, and she said she has no husband. He said, yeah, you have five husbands. She was shocked. How do you know my business? I don't know you. You going to talk about what I have? So for you mothers and daughters out there, you're thinking, well, I've gone through a couple husbands, and, oh, Lord, the Lord, will the Lord receive me? Will he forgive me? Well, I've been married 3 times, and it didn't work out, and, you know, can I make it into heaven? People say, well, can you get to heaven? God's going to forgive you, you know, if you got more than one husband. That's your example. See, there, the book of the Bible is nothing but letters. That's all they are. They are letters being written, testimonies written, put together into a book. And her testimony was, this is what he said to me. This is what I said to him. How do you know me? I'm just paraphrasing right now. But you can go look it up. I love to leave it just enough so you can say, well, let me go check that out. Yeah, go look it up for yourself, and then you get the revelation from God. And then he says, but he forgave her. Go and sin no more. So if you had 5 husbands, God will forgive you. I'm not saying that's the way we should do it, but he's just letting you know, whatever you do, you come to me, repent, I will forgive you. You get to start all over again. That's my thing with God. I tell him, Lord, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. Can we just start all over again? And I get this nudge in my spirit, yes. I'm like, okay. And I believe that. And so, therefore, I don't dwell on anything in my past. Once I take it to the Lord and I get that nudge of, yes, it's okay, I'm good. I'm moving on. But I tell people I'm so much like David in a way when, you know, when I heard, you know, how we read something and a part of it just sticks with you. That's what I'm talking about. I will feel like that David spirit. If I do something and I know it's messing with my spirit. You know, you don't feel good about it. You're feeling kind of bad, and you're just like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I could have done it a different way. You know, and you can't get back to the person, or you don't want to get in a debate with the person. You just go to the, I go to the Lord, and I say, Lord, you know what? I didn't do that right. Please, you know, I'm asking you to forgive me. See, David went quickly to the Lord. He didn't let things just sit, because the longer you let it sit in, as the old people can say, it festers. That means it just, just start getting kind of stink, because then the devil's going to, he's going to play with your mind with it, because he knows that you know that you did something wrong. Woo! So now I can pick at you. Just when you think you're sitting down resting, he'll bring that conversation up. And then all of a sudden you got inter-conversations just going on in your head. Now you don't have any peace. That's how you don't have peace, when you're trying to have a hidden secret when God already knows the truth. You're working against God. That's why you don't have no peace. When you come clean, that's why he said the truth will what? Make you free. But if you're trying to lie within your own self, lying to somebody else is bad enough. But when you're lying to yourself, you know you don't have no peace. And then it comes out in different ways, in your behavior, in your gestures, in your tone, in the way you treat people. Because you're mad with yourself, because you know you done lied to yourself, and you're trying to hide the lie. Make yourself free. Just tell the truth. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to go tell a priest. You don't have to tell nobody but God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I am so sorry. This is what I did. I know you know it. You know it. How are you going to put yourself in jeopardy, destroy your own peace, with a lie within your own mind, which is your soul, and God knows the truth? Who are you fooling? How are you going to fool God? You can't do it. You can't do it. If you get that, that will set you free right there. You might as well just say it. Because the reality is, the truth, God knows all truth. He is the truth. He is the light. And the funny thing about it, he knew you were going to do it anyway from the beginning of time. There's nothing from the beginning to the end that he doesn't know. So he knew you were going to be at that day, at that time, that second, with that lie. So there you go. Was that a part of the topic this morning? No. But is that what the Holy Spirit wanted to say? Yes. So there it is. That's the truth. I love the Holy Spirit. Because that's not what we talked about this morning. But hey, I'm just a worker. I carry the word. He speaks the word to me. He don't have to tell me everything he's going to tell you guys on the radio. Because some of these things I need to know myself. So as he talking, I'm learning. Never spoke to me about this, what I just talked about. But that's okay. You don't have to. He's the Holy Spirit. But our stimulating topic today is, mothers and daughters, above all things, I wish that you prosper. I wish that you prosper. And I started to say, this doesn't have anything, that didn't have anything to do with our topic. But, you know, you see how good the Holy Spirit is? It does. It does. You can't prosper if you are lying and if you are hiding a secret that you think nobody know and God already know. He's looking at you, and you think nobody see it. A lot of times people say, let's just talk about the pink elephant in the room. And you know, what pink elephant? That is a scenario of a feeling, an energy that is hovering around, and people can feel it, and they know something is wrong, but you acting like everything's okay. Let's talk about the pink elephant in the room. What's going on in here? So, our stimulating topic today is mothers and daughters above all things. I wish that you prosper. That's interesting because that topic came up, and when it did, the Holy Spirit gave me some insight on that. That is my favorite topic, I think. Well, one of my favorite, let's say it that way, because I think Mark 11:22-24 be my very favorite. And then it comes to, this is 3 John 2. And I always listen to this. When I hear it, I have my own interpretation of it. And I'm talking about, this has been mine for years. Above all things, I wish that you prosper. That's not, that's just the topic of this show this morning. But 3 John 2 actually says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That's from the New King James Version. And so when I heard that this week, I was like, that's my favorite topic. So I'm thinking from the perspective of, when I think of above all things, I'm thinking, you know, above the earth, above the elements, above all of creation. God is saying above all of these things, that's it. I wish that you prosper above all these things. And then I wish that you be in health above all these things. Even as your soul prospers, Jesse, above all these things. Now, if you think, let's just look at the whole universe being a real big, just a round circle, sort of like what we know as the earth. And everything, the universe is on the inside. And God is saying above the top of the circle of the universe, he wished that, that we prosper, that we be in health, even as our soul prospers. And I'm thinking, wow, that is, I mean, God really, I mean, he really wants you to prosper. You know, people don't want to talk about God wanting you to prosper. They always want to talk about, you know, yeah, God loves you, but, you know, you run around and you think that your money don't come together. I call them Federal Reserve notes because there's no such thing as money, but Federal Reserve notes don't want to come together. You can't get enough of them to do to meet your needs, and you're thinking, "Well, I don't want to be this right here because he said, you know, money, you know, don't be a lover of money and this, that, and the other, and da 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 da." Money is a nickname for Federal Reserve notes. I just want you to know that. I know you might say, "Well, he said money." No, but money is a nickname. What is it called? You know, somebody may call you one thing. And then call you, like somebody, some people want to call me Beth. They want to cut my name off. But my name is Bessie. So if they say Beth, they're talking about me, but that's not who I am. I'm Bessie. All my documents, everything has Bessie on it. So Beth could just be anybody. So that's the way with the term money. It's a nickname for Federal Reserve notes. So he's saying he wants you to be prosperous. And so I would say, Lord, I know. Now, that's something you love us when you want us to be prosperous. And people need to get that. God don't want you running around here suffering. He don't want you doing without things. But he can't help you if you don't help yourself. Jesus already prepared the way, and you already have all that you were supposed to have. Everything that is aligned for you is already in place for you. It's up to you to get it. And you wonder why this particular person seems like they're just prospering and to you, you feel like they're not doing everything that they should do. He never said you had to be perfect to get your reward. See, faith is the key. Faith is the thing that moves things. And faith, it's just what you believe. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you believe something evil is going to work for you, it's going to work for you. Faith doesn't change. He didn't say faith in just what I say is going to work. He said faith. Faith is what you believe in. Whatever you feel in your heart and say with your mouth and believe it and don't doubt it, it shall come to pass. That can be good, bad, or evil. That's why you say it rains on the just and the unjust. Because, see, the word works. It's up to you to do the best that you can do. Now, I believe, and this is my opinion, at the end, well, no, I take that back. That's not my opinion. The Bible states you're going to have accountability. You're going to have to answer at the end for your behavior. So you can live the rich life and you can do all the things you want to do and not do it and serve God, you're still going to hell. But you can live the rich life, be prosperous, be in good health, even as your soul prospers, and go to heaven if you serve God. He's just saying, these are the things that I want you to do. First being to be loving. Love ye one another. It's simple things. There's nothing hard about what he's asking us to do. The only hard thing is the challenge that the enemy trying to convince you that that's not what you want to do. That's not the best thing. See, that's not the hip thing to do. And that's not what people are doing. I hear, you know, this is the way they're doing it. And if you do it that way, you're going to look strange to them. Yeah, you know, that's why he say you're in the world, but you're not of the world. Because, you know, just because you're walking on this earth don't mean you got to be like everybody else, because you're going to look different. Because if the majority of the world is trying to be a different way, then, and they are following Satan, of course you're going to look different. You're going to look different. But you keep doing what you do, and you have to make up your mind, I'm following Christ. I want a Christ-like life, because you will have the peace and that will surpass all understanding, and people want to understand that even with the turmoil and all the things that are going on in the earth, you just walk around with your head up like nothing is going on. I don't even worry about what's going on in this world. It doesn't bother me, all the politics and all that. I pray for everybody, because it's what, it's the fulfillment of the Bible. God's word is going to fulfill itself. So ain't no need for you to go around hating people because they're doing this or saying that. Not pray for them, because they're acting out a role that's already been written. Just like Judas. Judas acts out a role that had already been written. That's why Jesus said to him, go on, do what you got to do and do it quickly. He knows. You just got to concentrate on you. You can't concentrate on what somebody else is doing, because you are trying to do what God asked you to do to the best of your ability. So last week we talked about mothers and daughters. Are you being disobedient to the word of God? You know, if you're being disobedient and you're not following the love message and following the instructions, then what you're doing is that you are really stopping up the pipes for the flow. There's a flow that of abundance, prosperity, health, even as your soul prospers, that flows to you. And I tell people, just imagine it's a pipe from heaven, and it just comes right down to you. But if you're being disobedient, and you know from heaven, and it's coming down to you, it's going to come what? To your head first. It's got to flow through your head to get through your body. But when the blessings come to your head, sometimes it can't even get to some people's head because they got so much stuff going on that spirit, that negativity and that spirit and that evilness is hovering above their head. So nothing can penetrate through that. That's why he said, even as your soul prosper, meaning your mind. Your mind has got to prosper in order for everything else to flow. So if you're thinking evil thoughts and you walk around and you're not feeling comfortable and you're talking about people and you're laughing at them and you're grinning and you're making fun and, you know, you think, I'm just kidding, yeah, I just, you know, that's just a joke. No, it's not. Nowhere in the Bible that God tells you you can laugh and poke fun at people and call it a joke. Because, see, God knows the intent of your heart. He know you really meant that. You wasn't kidding. But when somebody called you on it, then you start acting like it was a joke. But see, the good thing about it, you can't fool God. God knows what the intent of your heart is. He judges you, not me. No one else on this earth can judge you, but God. He sees the intent of your heart. He feels it. And when you save and you kidding and joking about someone else that's a child of God, then you poking fun at God because God lives inside that body. So if you're going to laugh at me or someone else, you better know that you are laughing at God, who is now in full residence in that body. So that's why I don't play with the jokes about people, never did. But got something to say, I've always followed his instructions, and I didn't even know I was following his instructions from a little girl. I just go to people and tell them. If somebody said, well, you know, they said this about you, Betsy, this and another. She said this. I go and ask them. I didn't have no better sense than that. I'm just going to ask the person because I always, why would I ask somebody else? I'm going to ask you. And people would get nervous and scared and thinking I want to fight or something. No, I'm just asking you. They said, she said, you said. And I would always tell who told me. She said that you said this, and is that true? And people don't like you to confront them. They don't like you to ask. But he said, if you have a problem, go to your brother and ask. And so then I said, no, I didn't say that. Because, you know, people can make up a lie in a heartbeat. You know, they'll just tell you anything. And if you ain't got no sense and no God in you, you just believe anything. I tell people, don't just because somebody said they're your friend doesn't mean the word, every word come out of their mouth is the gospel. Because you know your friend. You see them laugh and kid and joke about other people. You know that. So why would you take their word as the gospel? So this is what holds up our blessing. We got to forgive people. We can't walk around with some hate in our heart. You got to forgive them. I was quick to forgive. I would go to God and forgive people. But I had one incident in my life when I got my last divorce, and I was so angry, I just didn't want to forgive. Now, I've always been one to say, you know what, I'm sorry. I'll tell a person in a minute, you know what, I'm sorry. I never had a problem telling a person I'm sorry. I'll say it because I'm not going to walk around feeling bad and having to deal with intra-conversations. I've been teaching about intra-conversations for over 30-some years, since the 70s. God showed me that concept. And I've been doing workshops in the corporate world, everything I do, even with my mothers and daughters to this day. Because if you got to understand the intra-conversation, that ongoing conversation in your head, if you don't deal with the conversations in your head, you'll end up insane. It will put you in a state of depression. It will cause you to get schizophrenic because you have too many conversations going on at one time. You can't filter them. You can't put them in a proper place. So they're just dominating your thoughts. And before you know it, some people, they get deep. They go into a depression, and they can't figure out how they can come out of it. It's just a matter of controlling the intra conversations in your head. You have got to manage those things. So when someone says something to me that someone else says, I tell people exactly how I feel. I'm not going to sit around all day using my energy in my intra conversations to talk about, well, you should have said that to her. Why did you let her say that? You should have said that. Well, she said this, and da 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 da. And then all of a sudden, you can't accomplish anything during the day because you're consumed with that, what you should have done or could have done or should have said. You know, I don't have time for that. I call that minding your mind. I am going to mind my mind. I'm not going to let anybody control my mind. And if it gets to the point where it's overloading to me and I tell you about it and you keep doing it, I cut them off. I'm not going to let you mess with my mind and my intro conversations. It's not that important to me. It's more important for me to keep my mind clear so I can hear God. The devil will use whomever, use the closest person to you to keep you so confused. I tell husbands and wives, and most of you know that I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. I deal with families. I specialize in mother and daughter relationships, but I deal with families. I deal with a lot of couples. And I tell them, you can't get past what's going on in your marriage because you're not listening. You're not really hearing. You're keeping your intro conversations to yourself. You just got a conversation going on, and then when the person says something to you, you jump salty and nasty and short because what? It's not what they just said. Well, I just asked you, how are you doing? I walked in the door, and I said, how are you doing? They asked, why, how am I doing? What do you mean, how am I doing? I'm doing the same way I was doing when you left here this morning. You see? Because what? That was an intro conversation going on within her head that she played with all day. So the minute someone says something, it could be nice. Oh, you look good. That dress look good. You look good. Why are you saying that? That ain't what you said yesterday. See, because you're dealing with the intro conversations that you've been dealing with in your mind, and nobody knows what's going on in your mind but you and the Lord. So that's how we cut off our blessings. And then when we come to the topic this morning, mothers and daughters, above all things, I wish that you prosper. How can you prosper when you're not dealing with your mind? Because, see, it says, even as your soul prospers. As your soul prospers, meaning that you are reading the Word of God, meaning that you are meditating on the Word of God, meaning that you are minding your mind, meaning that you are watching your intro conversations, you know, and you're putting in good stuff. You're thinking on these things which are true, which are happy, which are joyous. You're thinking on good things. That's how your soul prospers. People hear the word soul and they don't realize your soul is your mind. You got to keep your mind clear. You can't have a clear mind with hatred in your heart. So your soul can't prosper. You have stopped up the plugs. It's like your valves in your heart. The blood can't flow. Well, the blessings can't flow with your mind not prospering. And I tell you, it's not a bragging thing. It's not a bragging thing at all. It's that I spend the majority of my day with the Lord. I do that. I don't do it for God to do anything. I do it because I am grateful for the things that He's brought me through. And plus, I'm an ordained minister. I work for Him. I don't have another job. This is what I do. So during the day, He blessed me in such a way that I don't have to go out to work. He bring work to me. He blessed me because I'm a minister. I am the minister when people call me, when I have to go somewhere to speak. So what else do I have to do but listen and spend my time with Him? With all that being said, and I feel like this morning I was saying, I said, well, Lord, you know, some ministers have a church and they get up on Sunday morning and they go to the church and they have an audience and members and they preach. Well, this is my platform. And the Lord showed me, this is how you preach. This is where your word go out. This is how I use you. I can't use everybody in the church. I got to have outreach ministers. I got to have people that's going to be on the street. I got to have people that can be available when someone calls. I don't want you to get so big that, you know, a person can't reach you. How is that serving me? If I got you out here ministering and a person can't call your number, they can't. I'm having a problem with my daughter. How many times I have people call me, you know, and they don't have to have money. They call me because someone told them or they ran across the website and they call me. They can reach me. I give out my email address. God, I don't want you to be a closet preacher. I want you to be out there that somebody can touch you. I don't want you to get so big. And when he's talking about getting big, it's not that you can't be around the world teaching. It's just that don't get so big in your mind that your soul can't prosper. You got it? You know, some people get so big in their mind that their soul can't prosper. And when your soul can't prosper, you know, then how are you going to serve God? because he's saying above all things, this is what I wish for you. So now when we look at beloved, beloved is endearing. That's an endearing word. He called Jesus my beloved son. So when he says beloved to us, he's putting us in the same category as his son, Jesus. He called Jesus my beloved son. So he don't love Jesus any more than he loved us. You need to get that. Then your faith will rise. He said above all things, above is at the top. And all means exactly what it says. It means all, nothing left, all things. That's including anything that you can imagine, anything that you've seen, and all things that you can't even imagine, that you may prosper. To prosper means to prosper in every area of your life, not just money. To prosper is to be in peace, to love your brothers and sisters, to laugh, to be in joy, to, you know, having faith, knowing that God is God and he'll do what he says that he'll do. To prosper means to have anything that your heart can desire because I'm his beloved. And if he beloved Jesus and beloved me and he allowed Jesus to come and sit at the right hand, you're in the same category. Beloved is beloved. So don't ever think that you're not prosperous. You are as prosperous as your mind prospers. As much as you can think, you can have. If you can think it, then you will see it, and then you will have it. I have a phrase that I put together. It's called, your words create your thoughts. Your thoughts create your vision, and your visions manifest into your reality. So as much as you can think and believe, you shall receive. But you have got to allow your mind to prosper in order to receive anything from God. You got to believe it. You got to know it. You got, see, your mind has got to be so, that's why he said have your mind as the mind of a child. See, a child don't try to dissect a situation. A child just believes. She believes that she's a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer or, you know, a teacher, and they will act that thing out as if it's real because, see, the mind is so clear in a child. But as you grow and you start taking on the intro conversations and listening to the things of the world and your subconscious mind start getting bogged down with junk and then you can't think when it's time to make a decision, you know, all these negative things going to come up. You got to dissect all that, and then you get confused. Am I making the right decision or the wrong decision? All you got to do is go to God, repent, clean out your subconscious mind, get a clear mind so that your soul can prosper. So if you're dealing with a health issue, why do we have a health issue? Because what? We're not thinking, beloved, above all things, I wish that you be in health. Above all things, God said, I want you to be healthy. If God is for you, then who could be against you? He wants you to be healthy. But you can't believe that because what? Your mind has not prospered in that area. You don't believe that. You, the doctor go and say, this is what you have, and you say, okay, then what? You're not believing what he said. Above all things, I wish that you be in health. Because your mind has not prospered in that area. I go to the doctor. They tell me, this lady was trying to tell me, so I said, listen, that's not what I'm here for. And I don't have that. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. No. Well, your blood sugar seems to be a little high. Well, it may be seem a little high to you today. But I don't have diabetes. I'm not, well, not to say you had diabetes. I'm just saying that looks like your blood sugar is level in a gray area. I don't. Now, can you give me the cream and the antibiotics for my face, please? That's what I came here for. I didn't come here for you to tell me a whole bunch of other stuff. And I know that sounds crazy. You might say, well, that's the doctor, and the doctor said, and this, that, that. I'm a doctor, too. But I'm not going to tell my patient or my client a permanent thing of anything. No. What did God say? That's why I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. What did God say? God said, above all things, Bessie, you are healthy. Thou wish that you be in health. Well, I wish that too, God. I'm with you. He said, when two or more agree, why can't I agree with God? Why I got to have another man? He didn't say two people on when two humans agree or two men agree. He said, when two or more agree. He said it, and I believe it, so therefore I agree. Anything you believe, you agree in. So that's why I say, no, that's not what I have. And that's what I say, and that's what I believe, and that's what I receive. But you got to work on your mind. You got to be in a place that you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. God said it, and I believe it. Above all things, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. All right. Praise the Lord. Let me get to you here. Okay, audience, I see a couple of people got their hands up. We're coming with Deborah. Good morning, Deborah, again.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize I went that far. The Holy Spirit just took over. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What's up? What's up? We'd rather have the Holy Spirit take over any day. Any day. I say, I'm going to be quick because I know you say you got some hands up. I just want to say that for me, the way that I try to prosper, I remember thing that God was talking about in the Bible, scripture, bad company corrupt good manners. So a lot of times when I'm trying to go somewhere in my spirit, I try not to have that type of company that's going to be contrary to where I'm going. You know, I need people to edify me, to help lift me up and encourage me to excel in that area that I'm striving in. It could be in an area of faith. Say, I can't hang out with friends that's full of doubt. I got to hang out with friends that's faith. You're not to say that the people that's full of doubt is less than, but they ain't trying to help me get where I need to go. So bye-bye, see you later, alligator, got to go. You know, and the way with the talking about people, it's so common in areas, you know, even the work area, people just, you know, and I sit there and I say, Lord, I will not participate, you know, with scandalizing or assassinating people's character, because those people are born and shaped in the image of God. And when you talk about God's creation, you offending God, saying, God, you made something that wasn't profitable or wasn't great or was or insignificant, or what you say to God is, you didn't, when you did that, you didn't do too well, Lord, because they don't look like we want to look, or they don't talk like we want to talk. So I tell people, God made everything fearfully and wonderfully beautiful. And it sounds that, you know, you be in a circle of people and everybody got something bad to say, and you know, it's like your time coming. And I always know that I'm going to say something nice and something positive, because I know that in my heart I'm speaking what's in my heart. I'm not going to say because I'm not trying to get friends. I got too many troopy people, you know, sometimes. And there's times that, well, I need to isolate, but when I'm in a circle or an environment of work or whatever, you know, people are doing what they do, you know, talking. I say when it's my turn, I already done look the person over and found a couple qualities that's good that I'm going to talk about. The whole script of people like, well, we wasn't saying good stuff. They don't say that. You know what I mean? Well, you didn't jump on the bandwagon. You know, we wasn't going that route. We was tearing down, not building up. You know, and it's very important that you be careful of the kind of company that you keep. Because when you want to prosper and you want to be blessed in the Lord, God is saying, you treat people as you want to be treated. When I want you to say that thing that I'm thinking to say, is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it going to help me grow? And I tell them all the time, I don't need you injecting stuff in this computer, because this computer got a lot of data that I'm trying to get rid of, because I'm trying to go somewhere in Christ. I'm trying to be what he wants me to be, and I can't have a whole lot of stuff in this computer that don't mean me no good, viruses in my head. You know?
So I believe
God wants to use us, and he says that, you know, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, and all that good stuff. And sometimes it's hard, because there's times that you just want to say, yes, truth be told, there's times that I want to say, nigga, sit down somewhere with your third-grade education. That's not Christ-like, but there's times, you know, being honest, audience, there are times that I say, God, that was nice. I thought it. I didn't say it, but I thought it. God, forgive me. Somebody might be bold enough to say it, then I'll say, I can't believe she said that. God said, you thought it.
So, repent for your thoughts.
And so, I tell people, I just want God to be pleased with me. And the biggest challenge is being able to watch what you say, not be touching the anointing, because you don't know who is who. God said, you better entertain everybody in the right way. It might be an angel. Be careful how you handle people.
Right.
You just never know.
Right.
Just be careful how you handle people. That'll take you a long ways with God. You know, don't be talking against my anointing. Don't be talking against my creation. Don't be, you know, and I just say, Lord, you know, your mama always told you, mind, you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is,
keep your mouth shut.
Is it kind? Is it necessary? Would you want your name attached to that thing that you're going to say about that person? And 9 out of 10, you don't want your name attached to it. 10 out of 10, and that kind of helps me, you know, not say nothing. And I just be like, oh, she has some beautiful hair. You see her hair? She has the most beautiful eyes. And they was talking down. That wasn't supposed to say that. But it's, hey, wherever I go, you know, I'm not going to be your gossip corner, because I'm going somewhere in Christ. I want to prosper. I want to be in good health. And I was just reading the word today about glorifying God in your body, saying you go on and you pray and lay hands on everybody else, and not me, and the word, and then you go on and, you know, people get healed, and then you go to the hospital, your arteries all clogged up, and you saying, Lord, why me, why me? I thought I was getting people healed. He said, well, they've been warning you about your cholesterol. They've been warning you, and they've been warning me about my sugar. They've been warning me about stuff. So when it come down, the real person is guilty of initiating and planting the seed of what I got going on, and, you know, whatever it is, it be me. So I'm watching whatever kind of seeds I plant.
Amen.
It's not easy, but with God, it's possible. It's possible with God to live a Christ-like life and not be criticizing other people, God creation, and say kind words. And when people see you coming, they're glad to see you coming and hate to see you going, you know. I hate to see people sometimes say, oh, Lord, here she comes, because, you know, she ain't bringing nothing good, or they ain't bringing nothing good. I want to see you see me coming, you smile, and you're glad to see me coming. And it takes practice, it takes work, it takes discipline, it takes getting in the word, it takes prayer, because there's days that people will rub you the wrong way. I work with the most challenging individuals, and it was the hardest individuals to serve, and I say some days, yes, Lord, keep me. You know, so I just want to encourage the audience that if you want to go somewhere, you got to watch the company you keep, watch the things you entertain yourself with in the TV, the things that you read. There's a movie. If the movie got 3 cuss words, 2 minute bite to bite, I got to change the movie. Because, I mean, you hear one here, one here, yeah. But if you hear every other word, I got to, I'm vexing my spirit. I got to change the movie.
Amen.
And I'm saying, God, I need to get up and change the movie, because this is not, this is not putting nothing good in.
Right.
You know, and so
it affects your spirit
good.
Now.
Yeah, and trust God, audience, to do what you can't do. I ask God every day, help me as you promise, so I may live. Do not let my hope turn to disappointment, because my hope is in you. I want to prosper. I want to be in good health. I want to excel. I want the blessings. I want those things. And I need you to help me, you know, stay on the right track so I can receive all that you have for me and use me in a way that you need to use me, Lord. That's my take on that.
Thank you. That was a blessing, too. I got that. Oh, 1 second. We got another audience here. Yeah, I got you live, Deborah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. Oh, it's nice to hear your voice this morning.
Good morning. This, Ms. Deborah, online.
Yes, Ms. Deborah's yes, online.
Yes, I'm
good
online.
Morning, Ms. Deborah. How are you?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm good. This is Tia. I'm the young lady there who God had put you in my spirit for the past 2 weeks since we've been listening to the broadcast, and God has just wanted me to tell you that since you have made up your mind to serve God, He's getting ready to do great things for you. You have a great ministry going on, and that's why He connected you with Dr. Fletcher.
Amen.
You
are. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I am so proud of you for saying that. You know, I was sharing that with Deborah this morning because sometimes, you know, Deborah, I get the feeling, you know, she's comfortable now, but at first she wasn't comfortable coming on with us and stuff. Now she's on there, she just flows like, you know, I always thought she flowed, but I can feel her confidence is better. And I was like, you got a little fan base, you know. Someone said something that the Lord told them about you. And you know, that to me, I like to let people know that because God wants you to know that He appreciates what you do. And so now you're going to be blessed, Tia, because you've obeyed what God has asked you to do. And God is smiling right now. And so I didn't tell her that, Deborah. She told me. And so she just, you know, I'm going to give y'all, make sure y'all have their numbers. And she's a young lady that could learn some things from you too as well. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to make sure that happened this week, okay?
Okay, thank you so
much. And that's what we do here. We connect mothers and daughters around the world. Thank you, Tia, for sharing. You have anything else you want to say?
No, ma'am.
I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That's our show. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, Deborah, next Saturday we'll be at graduation.
Oh, that's right.
We've been talking about it. It is upon us. Next Saturday morning, audience, we will be having the first mother and daughter Bible college graduation. I'm excited about that, and I am excited to tell you guys when this is over, Dr. Bessie is going somewhere on vacation. So I'll see you this week, Deborah. I'll be down there, and we'll get together, and we're going to do this and hang out and have some fun, okay?
Okay, Deborah. Thank you. I'll see you there.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, audience, that's our show. Remember, God said it, not Dr. Bessie, not Deborah, not Cynthia. God said it. Above all things, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospered. Tell your friends and family, as many people that you know, to come back and listen to this show. I felt the Holy Spirit speaking. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to Deborah. It was a wonderful message. I just believe that it's going to bless so many people. All right. We'll see what we're doing next Saturday morning. If we're going to have the show, I'm going to try to upload another show. I'll let you know. Or we might just even, if we can turn it on and let you hear the graduation, that'd be even better. All right, but don't miss it. Check in and see what we're doing. God bless you. Bye-bye.